Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Jared Cassidy here with you on this Wednesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great. How are y'all doing?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Clark, what can you say about just your performance defensively? We'll get into the offensive side of the ball here in just a few minutes. But the defense, the way they've played, the big stops, the turnovers forced the last couple of weeks, and just the complimentary football that they've been able to play. What's kind of stood out to you on the defensive side of the football the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, we're playing more structured, and I know that sounds like coach speak, but, I mean, when you have 11 guys that are in the right positions, you know, then, you know, you can make the available play. When you don't have that structure and you're letting plays leak or you're letting the explosives happen, it just – obviously you just create a hard situation or a lot of stress on the defense. These guys have taken ownership over our systems. I think Coach Howell and his staff have done a great job of teaching and keeping them inspired and continuing to learn. And, you know, one thing that I've loved about this group is that we play hard. And that's been true since the beginning. But as we've had to play up and play against better teams, we've learned how to play together, and that's unlocked the success we've had here recently. And we need to continue that success, obviously, on that side of the ball if we're going to continue our season.
Clark, here's a question. I guess I wouldn't have expected necessarily to ask you this season, but I know this is something that coaches deal with. Are you in the mode of like handling success and handling people saying nice things about your team and people picking you to win a game and things like that? I mean, how much of a flip has this been, you know, in the last couple of weeks for you? And while you've been trying to build confidence, and now, you know, it's all kind of manifesting itself out there.
You know, it's an interesting question. And what I'll say to you is that I think the one thing that I knew coming into this job when I accepted it was there's a real need to insulate here from external opinion. And obviously because we have to build a program that identifies and accentuates the value that we have internally. We feel like we have incredible value here in our people. Obviously being at a top 15 university, Vanderbilt University, being in the SEC, these are things that define us internally. And so, you know, you discipline yourself to just kind of stay committed to your internal process and have patience with the build. And so I think what's happened as a result is now that we've had a couple of good weeks, I'm not going to say that it's not great to, you know, not have to answer questions about how we just fell short again and, you know, some of those things. That's when I interact with that external world. What's been great here is that, you know, we've just kind of shifted right back into our process. We haven't spent a lot of time, you know, taking in the praise from outside because, you know, 4 weeks ago it was about, you know, how do we stay insulated? How do we keep our focus on the program that we're building, the identity that we're playing with, and how we're moving forward and learning through the season? So we've just taken the same approach here as we found some success. And the success hasn't changed us. You know, our habits and behaviors have changed us, and those have been in place now for a while this season, and it just took time for them to kind of, you know, come to the surface in the competitive moment.
Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Clark, on the offensive side of the ball, obviously another good game against Florida on Saturday. Mike Wright leading the charge offensively, a great game from Ray Davis as well. Just what do you think of where your offense is right now and the momentum that you've generated the last 2 weeks?
We're playing well enough to win. We have opportunities to strengthen performance and not turning the ball over. That's been a focus this week. You know, twice on Saturday we turned it over where we were in position to get points. That's not going to be a formula for us moving forward. Obviously very, very proud of Mike and his resilience through the season. You know, there's a guy, I think just a great example for all of us, someone who stayed committed to his teammates and his role as captain and kept swinging, kept preparing, and has gotten his opportunities here late and has capitalized on them. And, you know, I got to compliment, you know, our physical run game too. That the offensive line has done a great job. We've had a lot of different people contributing up front, and they've come together under a common identity and a, you know, an attitude of toughness, and they've opened windows up. And, you know, Ray Davis and Patrick Smith have done a nice job of taking advantage of that. And when our run game gets going, we have a chance to stay on schedule. When we stay on schedule, you know, we're in third down and, you know, conversions. And at that point, once we extend drives, we can become explosive. And we think, you know, that explosive play on the perimeter through Will Shepard, Quincy Skinner, Gamarion Carter, Jaden McGowan, all those guys have contributed. You know, that's where our offense really opens up. And so that's our formula moving forward. Obviously, we want to eliminate the turnovers we don't need to give Tennessee more possessions, right? We need to make sure we're protecting the ball and scoring touchdowns when we get in the red zone.
I want to stick with Mike Wright, Clark, with a couple of questions. One, just is he starting for sure Saturday? I know AJ is coming back to practice, which is great news for him. But two, you mentioned the resilience and sticking with it and everything, which is obviously it's a terrific story and it's very impressive. Was there ever a wobble at all there when you made the switch, or was it just because to me, if there wasn't, then that's extraordinary, right? I mean, you expect human nature to at least have some outward disappointment in that moment.
Well, Mike's human, and those conversations are hard. They're not easy, and though he has always been respectful, you know, I think disappointed is absolutely how I'd define. And, you know, he bets on himself and believes in himself, and he should. And you know, it's not my job to ever take that from anybody, but I've got to make the decisions in this program that sometimes are hard, but that I feel like best position us. And so what is impressive about Mike is not that he was unaffected by that, because as a competitor, as a human, obviously to say anything else would be untrue. What is impressive about Mike is through his disappointment, he stayed centered on the team mission, and he never, his wobbling was, you know, fighting through that personal disappointment, but it never bled into his approach to the team, his approach to the mission, his approach to his role. And that to me is what's most impressive about it. And then I think over time, as he settled into that role, he started to, you know, I think early it was, you know, he was serving in the role. I think as he grew in it, I mean, he really mastered the role as a mentor to AJ and helping out on game day and, you know, having conversations and building confidence. And, you know, there was a real, I think, a great example of someone who chose to strengthen the team. And that, to me, that's what I want the message to be coming out of this is, yeah, we can deal with disappointment and we can deal with personal frustration, but we can also make the choice to always strengthen the team. And that's what Mike Wright represents for us. As far as the start of this weekend, you know, we're gonna get AJ back to practice, and we're going to, you know, give him some time, and then ultimately make the decision based off who we feel like best positions us to win. We know that AJ has skills and talents that has allowed for him to have success for us this season. Obviously, we believe in Mike Wright. We've seen what his efforts have produced for our offense and our team for the last 2 weeks, and so we want to be fair to all parties, but we also just want to be able to make the decision that we feel like is best for our program.
So, Clark, when you look at this Tennessee team, obviously it's different with no Hendon Hooker in there, but what stands out to you about the skill positions, the scheme, and the challenge of defending this offense on Saturday?
Well, we heard for Hendon Hooker, what a great competitor and what a guy that, I mean, he just, you know, what he's done is so impressive. And, you know, I think anytime you see someone like that seasoned, and as a competitor, we have a lot of respect for him, and we hope the best for him. Obviously, I think Milton's plenty capable of running this offense. I think this is a system-driven offense where, you know, you have to have the arm talent to stretch the field horizontally and take the shots. He can do that. He's shown that, against South Carolina. You know, the horizontal and vertical stretch sets up the vertical puncture of the run game, and so they're going to get that going too. And this is a team that averages just under 200 yards of rushing per game. And so it's a dynamic offense that we have to have systems in place defensively that give us the best shot to make them go the long, hard way. You know, if we're not allowing them to score explosive touchdowns, We're giving our defense a chance to build to the stop. That requires patience. We gotta allow them to be methodical. If we can keep them from being explosive, there are going to be opportunities for us to build to that stop or to create wins in the red zone, which is where in the last 2 weeks we've been better defensively. So if we can, you know, build to the stop by being patient or force field goals and win 4-3 per possession, that's going to be a formula for us to have success defensively. And I think from there it becomes how interlocked are our three phases. Are we able to have game-controlled drives offensively? Are we able to weaponize the clock in our favor, you know, in special teams? Are we able to create long fields for them and force them to go the long, hard way?
Clark, I know you have a long-term view and a big-picture approach, and, you know, one result here or there is not going to, you know, change that. But if you guys can beat this Tennessee team and get this second team to a bowl game, is that a fast forward on what you're trying to do at Vanderbilt?
You know, I think that it would be safe to say that, you know, well, first of all, coming into the season, when we talked internally, it was, you know, we have everything we need in this room to be successful. And so I never was putting limitations on what this team could accomplish. I think as the season unfolded, and certainly at the start, you know, you're 3-1 and you feel like you're well positioned. We had a tough one against Wake Forest that, you know, we felt like self-inflicted wounds had showed up and kept us from really having the chance to win that game. You know, then in the middle stretch, we just went through a really tough road. It was a challenging schedule. And what I want to say is that, you know, I gained so much respect for our players and our staff, the resilience. Yeah, I think as head coaches, we're all kind of a little, you know, I guess we'd be labeled as maniacs in some way. So it's normal for us to step back in, to grit our teeth and to keep swinging. But to have this done with 106 players and a staff shoulder to shoulder and, you know, just committed to the vision, committed to the mission, staying in the fight, staying in the fire. We learned a lot about ourselves just from, again, staying committed, staying faithful to the process. And what that's allowed us to do here late is to find the potential of this team. And so, you know, we're absolutely identifying this week as a fight to extend our season. That's not to add emotion to it. It's to add purpose to it. You know, they've earned the right to play in a meaningful game here late, and we want to continue this season. I don't want this to be the last chance for me to be with this team. This has been something that we've created that we care a lot about. And, you know, to look big picture and say, you know, 4 weeks ago, did we see, you know, were we anticipating this moment? You know, to be honest and answer that, say, you know, no, but I knew that there was more for this team to accomplish if we just stayed committed to our process and continued to learn forward. And they've done that. And the level of commitment they've shown in staying with it has allowed us to expedite this growth here at the end of the season and again, find the potential of what this team is able to accomplish.
Well, Clark, it's been a lot of fun to watch. We really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and great to be with you, and appreciate being with you.
Absolutely. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Thanks, Lee, Clark. Our guest here on Robbie and Rexha. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it is time for The Choice is Yours. Joe Rexroad in the questions chair today. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.